And then at the conclusion of this remarkable day was the word that we're all going to have, I was supposed to get tomorrow off, but we're all going to have to work tomorrow. There's going to be an important announcement. The president is going to pardon Richard Nixon. I've got to set up the one film camera in the Oval Office. That'll be my job. I'll have to get to work at 6 o'clock in the morning. And start on that, and also take the president, or escort the president to church, going to 8 o'clock church across the street at St. John's. And through the remarkable thing is that through all this afternoon, all this long session with the astronauts and the crowd, in which the president was very relaxed and obviously having a good time, in all this time, he did all this knowing that he'd made this decision to pardon Nixon, a decision that will certainly cause strong repercussions, coming as it did. I don't understand the timing myself. I think it's a mistake to do it now, but obviously there must be some reason why he decided to do it now, but we'll know more about that tomorrow. But it impresses me that he was able to be as natural and as down to earth as he was in that whole hour-long affair at Fairfax at the Alexandria Police Association's crab feast today. Never any indication that any worry or any thought had crossed his mind.